He brings that down the field aerial attack, and I'll be darned, Cole Chippy is a big target, and they set up with that three running back look, eye formation, that extended eye right behind the quarterback. That is an obvious running situation for Cass City. They throw out of it and get the big first down.
Coming out in the eye formation, it's a handoff to number 11, Brad Hacker. Gets down to the 8-yard line. Not much going there. Brought down by Brennan Wisner for no gain. Still second and goal to go from the 8. At the end of the first quarter, it's Harbor Beach 0, Sandusky 0. And Harbor Beach will have the ball at Sandusky's 15-yard line to start the second. Second and goal to go for the Red Hawks. They're at the 9-yard line, working off the left hash on the far left side of your radio. In the backfield, TJ Moore, Nick Perry, and number 11, Brad Hacker. Hacker hands it off, and it's to Nick Perry, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Cass City. Nick Perry rumbles in from 9 yards out for the first score of the night. After 17 minutes of play, it is 6-0, Cass City over Lakers.
Yeah, Cass City goes back to the wing tee and a dive play as they hand it off quickly to Nick Perry. He gets through that big defensive line, and once he does that, when linebackers and defensive backs grab a hold of him, there isn't anybody dragging him down right away, and he drags them into the end zone for our first score of the evening.
Going for two, trying to make this an 8-point lead. 8-0 over Lakers with a two-point conversion. Cuthrell rolling to his right, looking to pass, lets it fly, and it's batted down by a linebacker, now Brandon Wischlager, for the Lakers. Two-point conversion is no good. It is Cass City 6, Lakers nothing on the WLEW Sports Network.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
Cass City on a 95-yard drive. Covered 6 minutes and 2 seconds. Camps in with a Nick Perry score from 9 yards out to make it 6-0. Cass City out with the early lead over Lakers. 7:21 left in the second quarter. Cass City 6, Lakers nothing.
And that's an impressive drive for Cass City, as we've seen both teams exchange punts, turnovers, field position battle. Cass City finishes the job off with a Nick Perry touchdown run. Santa Cathrell, though, impressive throwing the football on that drive as well.
TJ Moore's kick is brought in by Taylor Cady at the 23-yard line, brought down at the 33-yard line by number 27, Kyle Schmotzer. But we have a flag at midfield, and this could be against Cass City.
Well, it sure looks like it is, as they are talking to Coach Cathrell right now.
Potentially a horse collar. Not exactly sure on the call yet for this here. They're just going to call it a hold. So a hold against Cass City. This will give an extra 10 yards for the Lakers from the end of the return. Currently they're set up at the 33-yard line, maybe even the 32. As the officials are squaring this one away, 7:14 before the half. There's the official call, hold against Cass City. So they walk off 10 yards from the 33-yard line. This will start Lakers at their own 43-yard line with a 57-yard field to work with. 7:14 before half. Yeah, they trail by 6.
They get that penalty right. You add 10 yards on to the end of the run. So excellent field position, the best field position Lakers have had yet starting tonight, as they start again at their own 43-yard line. Back to the power pistol formation, wide receiver each way.
First and 10. A pitch to Hunter Seeley around the right end. He has crossed to the 45, cross midfield, dragging defenders to the 45.
Wow, what a
move. Squeezes out. He's to
gone,
the 30,
Clark.
To the 20, to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown,
wow.
Hunter Seeley. From 57 yards out, Hunter Seeley breaks free of three tackles, does his best Barry Sanders impression, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Lakers, and we are tied at 6.
Well, give a little credit to Cody Brownell as he is the lead blocker out there. He's playing on the offensive line. He comes, slips out from his guard position as a lead blocker. He picks up an important block, and as Hunter Seeley slides by him, there are two Cass City guys with a full head of steam coming at him, and he stops in his tracks. Hunter Seeley takes one step backwards and then hits the gas, and when you hit the brakes, sometimes they fly right by, Clark, and they certainly did as Hunter Seeley turns on the jets and blows right into the end zone. A very impressive run by Hunter Seeley.
And we have a timeout called by Lakers as they're trying to figure out what they're going to do here for the extra point or two-point conversion, as it's now 6-6. Lakers needed just one play, and Hunter Seeley, who missed pretty much the entire first quarter on offense, comes out with a 57-yard score for a touchdown.
But other than the fact that they didn't score, Jacob Kretschmer did a heck of a job. He looked really good running the football. But this is the difference between a guy like Jacob Kretschmer and Hunter Seeley, both excellent running backs. Hunter Seeley, though, he has that ability to make a guy miss. And he made multiple guys miss on that play and turned on the burners. He's got speed like no other, and he showed it off there, Clark. I know you were talking about it on the ride up here. You know, you've seen him play before. We've seen him last year. He has got speed to burn, and he showed it off there. Very impressive run and a response to the touchdown drive Cass City just put on a little bit ago.
Last year as a sophomore, we called Hunter Seeley a slippery squirrel. This year, I'm not quite sure what we're going to call him, but it's something impressive. Going for the extra point, bringing out number 6, Drew Scholler. Number 8, and the snap is fumbled, and Brandon Wuschlager is brought down in the backfield. The extra point, a little bit muffed, and it is incomplete. So the score is tied at 6-6 with a 7-minute mark in the second quarter on the WLEW Sports Network.
It's a geothermal upgrade event going on now at B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. Also receive a 30% federal tax credit, save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 269-5280.
A 57-yard run from Hunter Seeley ties the score at 6-6. The extra point, no good for the Lakers. And we are tied at Cass City 6, Lakers 6 on the WLEW Sports Network. Keegan Valentine, your kicker for the Lakers. Ready to kick this one away at the 40-yard line. Deep back for Cass City. That would be number 5, Lucas Stern. Number 3, Nick Perry, I do believe, is in the middle there. In the far end is number 10, Brendan Hamilton. A little bit of an odd formation as Keegan Valentine's kick goes all the way down to the 12-yard line and picked up by Hamilton at the 10. And he runs forward and downs his tackler at the 25-yard line, forcing him straight back. Nice little return from Hamilton and the Red Hawks. And they will have a 75-yard field to work with 6:54 before the first half is over, brought down by Jacob Kretschmer. First and 10 for Cass City.
Yeah, all of a sudden we see a first quarter where no team can find a way to score. And all of a sudden in this quarter, we've seen two touchdowns. 21 seconds separated the two touchdowns. Just like that, we got two scores. The game's still tied. We'll see how Cass City responds now as their offense gets had a short rest there.
Working off the right hash, first and 10, T formation for Cathrell and the Red Hawks. It's a handoff, and here comes Cass City to respond all the way out to the 45-46-yard line. Brad Hacker breaks out for a nice run for himself. 22 yards to be precise, finally brought down by Keegan Valentine. First and 10 for Cass City.
And Cass City back to the wing tee, but now that Cathrell has shown the ability to throw the football, you got some of them defensive backs of Lakers hanging back a little bit, making sure they don't get beat deep, and that's all these running backs need is an extra step. And Brad Hacker showed you what he can do with the football as he gets a big gain.
Moving right to left.